Watch, Hamas leader in Gaza brandishes child in terrorist garb, holding firearm. By Joel B. Polak on May 26, 2021. Yahya Sinwar, the Gaza leader of the Palestinian Hamas terrorist group, emerged out of hiding this week to attend a rally at which he held up a child in military fatigues, a green Islamist headband, and brandishing an object resembling a machine gun. The Israel Defense Forces tweeted a clip of a video of the rally, calling the prop a firearm, though it was not clear whether the gun is real. As the Times of Israel reported, Sinwar made his first public appearance since the conflict on Saturday, the day after a ceasefire went into effect. Hamas leaders claimed victory, despite the fact that Israel destroyed much of their terrorist infrastructure and killed dozens of their leaders. The co-founder of Hamas boasted in an interview with Sky News, UK, that the terrorist group deliberately targeted Israel's civilian population centers. The IDF claims that nearly 16% of rockets fired by Palestinian terrorists during the 12-day conflict actually fell in Gaza, rather than reaching Israel. Some of those rockets killed Palestinian civilians, including children. Hamas indoctrinates Palestinian children to become jihadis, willing to kill Israeli civilians, and, if need be, killing themselves in the process. In 2014, an academic journal noted that Hamas also used child labor in the construction of its underground tunnel network, resulting in the deaths of hundreds of children. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new ebook, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.